Our first song will be number 671 that we will sing in just a few moments. At the end of our service today, we'll ask Kevin Ahrens to lead us in prayer. But at this time, we'd like to ask Brother Ryan Matten, if he would, to lead us in prayer.
Be bow with me, please. Our most righteous Father in heaven, we are humbled to come before you again this morning. We thank you for the chance we have to live another day, that we might redeem the time and understand that the hours that we have on earth are limited, and that we just help us to keep the perspective that life is short and that we need to serve you. We thank you for our brethren here, and we pray for our members that are having physical ailments and in the hospital and are going through very hard and difficult times in their health. We pray that you will comfort them and that we, all of us, might try to comfort them and to keep their spirits up. We pray that you be with the doctors over them, that they diagnose correctly, and that they're able to deliver a measure of their health back to them. We thank you for this chance again to worship you, and we pray that as we do so, that we worship in spirit and in truth, and that our hearts might be in it, and that we might gain joy and edification by lifting up our voice and song to you. We're so thankful for your Son, and you loving us so much that he would come to this earth willingly and die for us. We pray that we might live in a way that is worthy of that sacrifice, and that we might not be shy or ashamed of your word, and that we might tell it and be joyful in our lives. Please be with us throughout this worship service. In Christ's name, amen.
After we sing number 671, we will offer the Lord's Supper for those who wish to partake of it in this hour.
No, he carried my sorrows, he bore my griefs, was pierced for transgressions, afflicted for peace. He knew by his stripes I am healed, through his blood I can kneel, for by his oppression I worship my King. He suffered in anguish, he writhed in pain, was smitten, forsaken, abandoned and slain. He knew by his stripes I am healed, through his blood I can kneel, by his oppression I worship my King. Despised and rejected, he knew no sin, was crushed for his people, no violence within. He knew by his stripes I am healed, blood I can kneel, for by his oppression I worship my King. No soul, the Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down. to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me in pastures green. He leadeth me.
Our singing service today, we will be focusing on telling the message, spreading the message, talking about God's word. This is an idea that you've heard a lot about over your life and recently for a lot of reasons. It's something that we've been studying in the adult class. In the beginning of the church, in the book of Acts, as the disciples prayed for boldness, that they would go and teach that message with boldness. We need to pray for the same thing. We need to be willing to do the same thing. We live in a world that is increasingly ignorant of God's word. This is a theme that we see repeating throughout history. In the Old Testament, God said that his people were destroyed for lack of knowledge. Shall it not be in Amarillo, Texas, that the same thing is said? There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and we have information that much of the world needs to know. As we sing these songs, I ask that you consider the words, the requests in these songs that are made for God's provisions, the encouragement that we can receive in these songs, and then try to keep these songs in your mind. If there's one particular, you know, that sticks out and sticks in your mind, that's one of the very instructional and beneficial aspects of song. We'll have several leaders. Benson, would you begin?
Number 374. We'll sing all three verses and then the chorus after the last verse.
There's a message true and glad for the sinful and the sad. Ring it out, ring it out. It will give them courage new. It will help them to be true. Ring it out, ring it out. Tell the world the saving grace. Make it known in every place. Ring it out, ring it out. Help the needy ones to know Him from whom all blessings flow. Ring it out, ring it out. Sin and doubt to sweep away, till shout on a better day. Ring it out, ring it out. Help the sinful world be won for Jehovah's mighty Son. Ring it out, ring it out. Ring out the word o'er land and sea.
Next song will be number 544, Send the Light. Again, we'll sing all four verses and then the chorus after the fourth verse.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless wave. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. Golden cross we lay, send the light, send the light. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light. And a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light. Let us not grow weary in a work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for the crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore.
My final song will be 405. 405, and this song we will sing with the chorus with each verse.
Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of light. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words. wonderful words of life. Christ, echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Our first song will be number 516.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme.
Song will be number 381. Number 381.
Work, for the night is coming. Work through the morning hours. Work while the dew is sparkling. Springing flowers, work when the day grows brighter, work in the glowing sun, work for the night is coming when man's work is done. Work for the night is sunny noon. Fill brightest hours with labor, rest comes sure and soon. Give every flying minute something to keep in store. Work for the night is coming when man works no more. Work for the night is coming under the sunset skies, while their bright tents are glowing. Work for daylight flies. Work till the last beam fadeth to shine no more. Work for the night is darkening when man's work is o'er.
My last song will be number 430. Take the name of Jesus with you. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it wherever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus ever as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy. When his loving arms receive us, and his songs our tongues employ. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven.
For 424, sing all three verses with a chorus after the last verse only, please. 424.
No soul of one the Lord has made the race, through one has come the fall. Where sin has gone must go his grace, the gospel is for all. Say not the heathen are at home, beyond we have no call. For why should we be blessed alone? The gospel is for all. Received ye freely, freely give from every land they call. Unless they hear, they cannot live. The gospel is for all. The blessed gospel is for all. The gospel is for all. Where sin has gone, must go his grace. The gospel is for all.
Number 14. Number 14. Sing the first and the third verse. Do me so, oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found, wherever human hearts and human woes abound. Let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound. Our Lord is Lord of lords. Of lords, He is the Lord, divine, the living Word. His name, the sweetest name. His will redemption brings. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found. The Lord is King of kings. Oh, boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine that I in earth's decline should in His image shine. Sweetest heard, His will redemption brings. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found. The Lord is King. Number 508. We'll sing all verses of this song with the chorus each time. Do me to the work, to the work. We are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our Master has trod. With the balm of His counsel, our strength to renew, let us do. With our mind, what our hands find to do. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on.
Master comes. To the work, let the hungry be fed, to the fountain of life, where the weary be led. In the cross at its banner, our glory shall be, while we hear bring the tidings, salvation is free. Shall our labor reward when the home of the faithful our dwelling shall be, and we shout with the ransom, salvation is free. Toiling on, toiling on.
Number 550, for Christ and the Church. My pitch pipe has left me.
No song. For Christ and the Church, let our voices ring. Let us honor the name of our own blessed King. Let us work with the will in the strength of youth, and loyally stand for the kingdom of truth. For Christ, our dear Redeemer, for Christ, the crucified, for the Church, His blood hath purchased, the Church, His holy bride. For Christ and the Church be our earnest prayer. Let us follow His banner, the cross daily bear. Let us yield, wholly yield, to the gospel's power, and serve faithfully every day, every hour. For Christ, our dear Redeemer, for Christ, the crucified, for the Church, His blood hath purchased, the Church, His holy bride.
Number 404. We'll sing first, second, third verses, and then the chorus only once.
No soul. Arise, the Master calls for thee, the harvest days are here. No longer sit with folded hands, but gather far and near. The noble ranks of volunteers are daily growing everywhere. Arise, arise, then for the field prepare. Go seek the lost and erring ones who never knew the Lord. Go lead them in the ways of sin, and thou shalt have reward. Go out into the hedges where the fearless drift upon the tide. Arise, arise, let no one be denied. The message bear to distant lands beyond the rolling sea. Go tell them of a Savior's love, the Lamb of Calvary. Arise, the Master calls for thee, salvation full and free proclaim. Arise, arise, exalt the Savior's name. Arise, arise, the Master calls for thee. Arise, arise, a faithful reaper be. Arise, the field is white, and days are going by. Awake, awake, and answer, here am I.
In a few moments, the final song will be number 359.
If you would please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. Thank you, Brady, for putting this together, and thank you to men that have led us in songs today. As we've talked about the idea of spreading the word, sharing the truth, I'd like us to remind ourselves of Paul's powerful statement in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, where he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." You may go into a bookstore or a music store and may occasionally see a section that's labeled gospel. It's important for us to understand that when we see the term used in Scripture, it is not talking simply about a category of that which is religious. The word gospel means good news. And it is the message of the good news of Jesus coming to this earth, offering himself as a sacrifice on behalf of our sin, that pays the penalty for sin and grants to mankind access to forgiveness that is found only in Jesus Christ. One gains access to that by what Scripture will describe as obedience to the gospel. Now, it's important for us to understand that's not simply kind of a one-time kind of action. The Bible does teach that we are to put our faith in Jesus as the Son of God. We're to have the courage to confess that faith before men. And often when one comes forward, either before the baptism or sometimes after they're already in the water, we'll ask for a confession of faith in Jesus Christ. But that's something we ought to do throughout our life, continue to have the courage to proclaim our faith in Jesus Christ. And the Bible teaches that we must repent of sin. And repentance is not simply saying, you know, I'm sorry that I've done things that are wrong. The Bible teaches that godly sorrow moves one to repentance. Repentance is literally a change of mind. But when Scripture describes repentance, it always is accompanied by a change of action. John the Baptist, when he taught repentance, there'd be those that would come to him, and he would tell them things they were to stop doing and those things they were to start doing. So in our lives, if we're to repent and to follow the Lord, it means that we've got to turn away from sin. Will we ever be flawless? No. But when we recognize sin in our life, if we are to take advantage of the sacrifice of Jesus on our behalf, We've got to repent of that, confess it to the Father. We've got to turn immediately from sin and strive our best to avoid that in the future, anytime that we recognize that sin has come into our life. But the Bible describes as well a way in which Paul told those in Galatia that we may put on Christ. He said to the Romans, it is a way in which we are buried with Christ. And it is a symbol of being buried with Christ. And that is baptism. Being immersed in water is not something by which there are magic powers in the water. Peter would say in 1 Peter chapter 3 that it is the resurrection of Jesus Christ that gives the power to what takes place in baptism. And so Paul would say, we're buried with him that we might rise to walk in newness of life. Have you done that? Have you been obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ? That starts the process by which we then live a life of obedience to the gospel of Christ. If you're here this morning, you've never done that. All things are ready and prepared. We could hear your confession of faith, encourage you in your repentance, and this very day baptize you into Christ for the remission of your sins. If as a child of God, maybe you did those things years ago, but your life is not something that could be characterized as one that is obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. If so, you need to change that. And if we can help you, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.
How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. I then obeyed his blessed commands and gained the victory. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Once again, thank you to everyone for your presence, for your participation, for your love of God, and for the service that you do for Him. Let's all try to encourage each other. We've heard of several that we know need encouraging due to physical ailments. Let's try to reach out to those, see if there's anything that we can do to help them. Let's all plan on assembling again together Wednesday night. Okay?
Just remember the volunteer meeting.
Very good, thank you. And for the summer Bible study, which is once again coming up early summer, and plans have already begun there, But if you're willing to participate, and once again, there's a lot that goes into that. And the more that help, the better it goes. So we'll have a short meeting after that for volunteers. It'll be in one of the classrooms in the hall. Patrick or Jeff, do you know of anything else? Then at this time, Brother Aarons, will you lead us in prayer? And after his prayer, we will stand dismissed.
Let's bow together. Holy Father in heaven, thank you for another day of life. We're grateful to you, Father, and we praise you that we do have victory in Jesus, the forgiveness of sins, that he went to the cross, Father, that his shed blood may cover us, and that we may be once again reunited with you. Father, we're thankful for this past week that we had to have a deeper understanding of what you have prepared for us. We know more about your revealed mind through your word, Father, and we know that you're continually asking for us to return to you, and you give us provision, Father, and protection. You take care of us, and we thank you for that. Father, bless our group here and help us to love one another as brothers and sisters. We pray, Father, for Charlie and JW and for Barrett and for John and Evelyn and all the others, Father, of our number that are sick or injured, and we ask for their healing and comfort. And Father, for those of us that are caregivers for others, we pray that you'll continue to give us strength, that you'll help us as we make decisions for those people, and help us to walk with you in peace. Father, bless us this week to be bold. Help us, Father, as we doubt, not to fall down. And help us to encourage one another and to continue to build one another up so that we may glorify you. Thank you for this time, Father, where we've learned about you more and we've sung praises to your name and hopefully exalted you among men. Father, go with us now as we leave this place. In Jesus' name, amen.